Hare Krishna. Tomorrow is Lord Nisringadev's appearance day, and today is the suitable day to prepare ourselves for that event or festival. Every time there's a festival, then the pujaris are getting ready, make suitable decorations, and devotees are, cooks are cooking preparations in advance, buying bhoga, buying flowers, we're doing so many things. And of course those externals of worship should also be reflected, or they should be reflected, they should reflect the internal preparation that devotees make in glorifying the Lord, greeting the Lord, and getting the most benefit that we can out of this Nrisimha Chaturdasi festival, which Lord Nrisimhadev is, along with Lord Ramachandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, most important presiding deity in devotees' lives. And we should also not fail to prepare to greet him. And in order to prepare, we should make a plan. What will we do? How will we pray? How will we glorify Lord Nrisimhadev? We all know the story, the pastime. Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. Lord Nrisimhadev is so essential in removing these Hiranyakashipu tendencies that are in everyone. However, unlike the pastime in which Hiranyakashipu didn't have to invite Lord Nrisimhadev to appear, it was because of Prahlad Maharaj that he appeared. Well, where's Prahlad Maharaj? Now there's no Prahlad Maharaj. Who will invoke the presence of the Lord? Therefore, we need to, in that sense, awaken the Prahlad Maharaj that's within us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajyuka Vinoy. Actually, our original nature is a Prahlad-like nature. But unfortunately, we've taken on the demeanor of Hiranyakashipu. Eva karmat chinani, kattar chinani velvila nadyobrat kichit, tumait inodadu majwali nakasirishwati. Well, we're struggling with this Hiranyakashipu nature, lust, anger, greed, envy. These things cause us great distress and obstruct our ability to be able to take real benefit, full benefit from the great power of devotional service. We become our own worst enemy. And Lord Nrisimhadev can remove that if we call out to him, if we pray to him. And he can sweep away all of these bad habits, all of these thoughts, so that we can concentrate on Radha and Krishna, and in that way really benefit ourselves by the extraordinary mercy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to bless us with. So Krishna Prema Pidayate, he's giving Krishna Prema. Our Lord Nrisimhadev helps us to get in a condition where we are able to actually accept and take that Krishna Prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blessing us with. We shouldn't let it go. We shouldn't miss this golden opportunity. I remember when, of course, Srila Prabhupada introduced, it was in 1973 when Hell's Angels bikers attacked New Vrindavan. Then Srila Prabhupada introduced the prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, having the picture, and so now we do that as a on a regular basis, multiple times a day, or at least we certainly should be doing that, praying for Lord Nrisimhadev's protection. And of course, along with protecting our bhakti, or awakening our bhakti, we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to protect the Vaishnavas and the Krishna consciousness movement, which certainly needs protection. We see, for instance, in Russia, where there's a mood of coming down on preaching religious organizations. We've been sort of restricted in a certain way. Jehovah's Witnesses have recently been banned. Krishna consciousness movement needs also to be protected. And ultimately, it will prevail. But like with Nrisimhadev, this whole episode was a wonderful pastime. So these are also the pastimes of the Lord, so that we can see how it is that Krishna comes and personally protects his devotees. And we should not doubt that is the case, as Krishna says, Kuntiya pratijanihi nami bhakta parashati. My devotees never perish. It doesn't mean that they don't die. But of course, the soul never perishes. And devotional service, once executed, then it is, it's forever. It's for good. Unless one becomes like Hiranyakashipu and commits Vaishnava aparad, then it requires some special grace to revive one's devotion. So many things to think about, and turn to Lord Nrisimhadev on this day. Hope that devotees get the fulfillment of their prayers and desires, and can reawaken the Prahlad Maharaj that's in everyone. Hare Krishna.